Hi, my name is Laura. I am from Edwards Air Force Base, which is about a 3.5 hour drive northeast of here. It is where the shuttle lands whenever you hear about the shuttle landing in California. It's in the Palmdale and Lancaster area as well. Now, I lived on the base for 12 years. I went to high school there as well with my best friend Andrea and her boyfriend Cameron, both of which are in my physics group right now. Now, my dad was in the Air Force for 26 years. I was born in New Hampshire. Then when I was 6 months old, we moved to England, and we lived there for 6 years. And then we moved here to California. I love California. San Diego is my favorite city that I've been to so far. And San Diego State is my top choice school. It was a very happy day when I found out that I got in, and I don't regret my decision to come here at all. My major here at State is biology with an emphasis in marine biology. Now, it's been my goal ever since I was 8 years old to be a killer whale trainer at SeaWorld. I have been working for this goal pretty much more than half my life. Now, right now, I work at SeaWorld for the education department. It is kind of my foot in the door job just to make myself known, because it is a very competitive position to be a trainer at SeaWorld. Now, I work basically as a tour guide. I also narrate at exhibits, and I'm a camp counselor for the sleepover groups. Now, if you're interested in learning about the process of becoming a trainer, I'd be more than happy to talk to you about that, but it's going to take probably a bit too much time to talk about that here. Now, I'm honestly taking physics because it's required for me to get my degree, but I do find it interesting, and I really like learning and figuring out how the world works around us. And I know it's going to be important when I go to get my scuba license, which is one of the requirements to become a whale trainer. And I am also 100% positive I'm going to need to know physics when I have to freedive 26 feet down for part of the swim test to be a whale trainer as well. Now, I'm sure that the problem-solving method is going to help me out through the rest of college, but what immediately jumped to mind was that it's going to help me out when I actually am a whale trainer, because you are going to need to be able to analyze situations very quickly when you're working with dangerous animals like a 9,000-pound killer whale. You need to think on your feet and be able to understand what's going on exactly around you. Now, I really like college. I know that college isn't for everyone, but it definitely is for me. I do like challenging myself. This college has actually been a pretty big challenge for me, and it's completely different from high school. And so far, I like the fact that it's shown me just a little bit of what the world is really like out there. Kind of got me away from my little high school bubble that I like to call. Now, what do I expect from college? I expect to walk away with my degree, of course, and to be able to apply everything I've learned to my life, basically, my career. Any decisions that I make, they're going to be affected by everything that I have learned so far in college and will definitely be learning in the future. I am very excited about my future. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm on the right track so far. I can't wait to see what the future holds for me. Well, I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about me and my world. And thank you for listening.